This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we study how to develop Christ-like communication skills based on the book of Proverbs, let's consider another destructive tendency to avoid: participating in gossip. Proverbs 18:8 explains why so many of us get drawn into gossip. The words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to a man's inmost parts. Proverbs 17:9 explains, "He who covers over an offense promotes love, but the temptation is to repeat details about the offense, and when this happens, it often separates friends." 11:13 says, "A gossip betrays a confidence," and 16:28 describes a perverse person's effect on others. He stirs up dissension, and a gossip separates close friends. This destructive tendency catches us in a vortex that leads to destruction. How can we deal with this very natural, enticing tendency in our communication? 2019 explains that gossip is betraying a confidence, and this usually takes place when someone talks too much. So we are warned to avoid a man who talks too much. Proverbs 26:20 and 21 illustrates this destructive dynamic vividly. "Without wood, a fire goes out. Without gossip, a quarrel dies down. As charcoal to embers and as wood to fire, so is a quarrelsome man for kindling strife." We're responsible to stop gossip in its tracks or walk away from it, for gossip destroys healthy communication. My website is gettinggodsmessage.org.